بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، we continue our studies of the six pillars from the pillars of al-Iman and the great foundations of true, sincere, and correct faith. And that is al-Iman bil-Qadr. Al-Iman in the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have discussed some of the benefits with regards to learning and knowing and understanding the correct creed. Benefits for a believer in this life and hereafter. And that a person's deen and his faith cannot be correct until he has the correct belief in the Qadr. And the Tawheed of individual will not be upright until he has the correct belief and the correct creed and Aqeedah with regards to Al-Qadr, the correct understanding with regards to Al-Iman Bil-Qadr. And in general, what is to be known and understood with regards to the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to know and to believe that Allah, He has encompassed all things in knowledge, and that He knows all things, subhanahu wa ta'ala. He knows everything that has occurred, and He knows everything that will occur, and He knows everything that did not occur. If it had occurred, how it would have occurred, subhanahu wa ta'ala. يَعْلَمُ مَا كَانَ وَمَا يَكُونُ وَمَا لَمْ يَكُونْ لَوْ كَانَ كَيْفَ يَكُونُ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى. And also to believe that He has written down the actions and the deeds of the entire creation. Everything that has been decreed has been written down with Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala, before He created the heavens and the earth by 50,000 years. And likewise to believe, subhanahu wa ta'ala, that He is the one who is the creator of all things, and He has created all things and given everything its shape and its form. And that also nothing happens in His creation except by His permission and by His will. So then to summarize to the creed and the qadr, it is to believe in four affairs. And the ulama, they mentioned maratib al-qadr. And the first one is al-ilm. And the second one is al-kitaba. And the third one is al-khalq. And the fourth one is al-mashi'a. Now, these are the maratib of the qadr, al-ilm, and then after that, al-kitaba, and the third one, al-mashi'a, and the fourth one, al-khalq. Like this, the ulama, they mention, rahimahum Allahu ta'ala, in that order, in this order, al-ilmu, wal-kitabatu, wal-mashi'atu, wal-khalq. Even some of them have written poetry about this, and they have mentioned ilmun kitabatu maulana mashiyatuhu wa khalquhu wa huwa ijadun wa takwinu. Ilmun, that's the first one, kitabatu maulana, kitaba, the second one, mashiyatuhu wa khalquhu wa huwa ijadun wa takwinu, and His creation, and that is to bring into existence and to give form. Any knowledge and the writing of our Lord, that He has written it all down, and His will, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then His creation, and that is the fact that He has brought everything into existence and given it its form. We will mention some of the details and with regards to these affairs with their evidences, inshallah, in the classes to come. But we continue from where we had left off, and we were discussing a narration from the narrations of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that clarifies some important details with regards to the decree and with regards to al-qadr. And it was the hadith of Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu that's been collected by al-Imam Muslim. And in the narration, we will just mention the part that is the point in the shahid. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, ihris ala ma yanfa'uka wasta'in billah. وَلَا تَعْجَزْ. Be diligent in order to obtain that which will be beneficial for you. Be diligent in order to have and to obtain that which will benefit you. وَاسْتَعِنْ بِاللَّهِ. And seek the help of Allah. وَلَا تَعْجَزْ. And don't be helpless. Don't be helpless. وَإِنَ صَابَكَ شَيْءٌ فَلَا تَقْوَ لَوْ أَنِّي فَعَلْتُ كَذَا وَكَذَا. And if something befalls you or afflicts you from hardship or calamity, then do not say, or something you dislike, do not say that, oh, if I had only done this or this. ولكن قل قدر الله وما شاء فعله. But rather you should say that Allah has decreed this, and whatever He wills, He will do it. He will do it, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever He wills, it will happen. فَإِنَّ لَوْ تَفْتَحُ عَمَلَ الشَّيْطَانِ. Because whenever somebody says, if only I had done this, this opens up the deed of shaitan. And it opens up the door for shaitan to make his whispers and to bring corruption to the heart of the individual. The heart of the individual. There are many benefits in this narration, but that which we want to focus on is with regards to the decree, and that the correct understanding and application of this great pillar, al-Imanu bil-Qadr, it is based upon two foundations and principles, and this has proceeded in the end of the last class. And those two principles are that one must take the means and strive to obtain that which is good for him in this life and the hereafter by taking the means that are allowed and permissible and legislated for him. And likewise, taking the means also to stay away from harm and difficulty and that which will be a means of harm for him in this life and in the hereafter, that he must take the means to avoid that as well. But all the while he is taking the means to obtain the good for himself and his loved ones, and he's taking the means also to stay away from harm and evil as well. While he's taking these means, he does not rely upon them entirely. Rather, he puts his trust and his faith and reliance upon Allah to have his goals met and to achieve and to obtain that which he hopes to reach, and he from the good and also from the protection from the evil. And this is in that statement of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this hadith, ihris ala ma yanfa'uka wasta'in billah. Be diligent about that which will benefit you, and be diligent to obtain the affairs and to perform the deeds and the likes that will be beneficial for you, and be beneficial in your deen and in your dunya. Be diligent to obtain these things. But at the same time, he says, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wasta'in billah, and seek the aid and the help of Allah. So the ulama, they mentioned that the correct belief in the qadr is to believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His knowledge has encompassed all things, and He knows everything, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and nothing is hidden from Him whatsoever, and that everything that would occur in this creation has been written with Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and He knows that. And likewise, nothing occurs in this creation except by His will, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this creation belongs to Him. But Allah has decreed likewise the affairs that occur in this creation, from the things that we like and things that we do not like. And He has encouraged us to be obedient to Him and try and strive to draw near to Him by the things that He has legislated. And He has allowed things for us, and He has made other things impermissible, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And all of this is indication likewise that the servant, he has a will as well. He has a will as well, but it's following behind the will of Allah Azza wa Jal. But a believer, he has to take the means in order to obtain the good that he hopes for from this life and the hereafter. And he has to take the means to avoid likewise the evil that he's afraid of from the dangers of this life and the hereafter. All the while taking those means, he puts his trust and faith and reliance upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to aid him and assist him to obtain his goals. So there are people, some people, they take the means, and they take the means to obtain the good of this life, or to remove the harm, or protect themselves from danger, but also along with taking the means, they rely upon them. They rely upon the means entirely, and they leave off trusting and relying and seeking the aid of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this is wrong, and this is a mistake. An example of that is somebody who, for example, he has a headache. And from the legislative means that we see from the decree, what has been decreed is that there are certain medicines that will remove headaches. So a believer, he will take those means, but he knows that the cure comes from Allah, not from the medication. So the believer, he will take the medication that has been tried and tested and known that it's beneficial with regards to headaches, but he will know that the cure can only occur, and that medication will only benefit him if Allah allows him. So then he takes those means because this is what Allah has allowed for him, all the while hoping in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to cure him. Some people, they will take the means and then they put all their faith and trust in the medication and the likes like this, and they do not rely upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a mistake. Other people on the other extreme, they will put their trust in Allah Azza wa Jal, and they will rely upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but they will neglect taking the means. And likewise, this is failure, and this is not the correct way for a person to claim that he's trusting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but he does not take the means, then this is misguidance. For a person to say that he wants to be a scholar or a great student of knowledge, but he never attends the classes, nor does he pick up a pen, nor does he memorize hadith, or nor does he review knowledge, or sit in the gatherings of the people of knowledge. He just sits in his bed, expecting for his head to be filled with knowledge. And he says he's relying upon Allah, then this is foolishness. This is foolishness. Now, so the one who relies upon Allah without taking the means, likewise, he has gone astray. And the way that is correct, and as we have been directed by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in this narration, that one must, yes, take the means, but at the same time put one's faith and trust and reliance upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to meet his goals. إِحْرِسْ عَلَى مَا يَنْفَعُ وَاسْتَعِنْ بِاللَّهِ. So the one who is truly believing in the Qadr and in the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who is truly upon the correct path and creed, in this affair, he's the one who takes the means that are allowed for him and legislated, while his faith and trust and his heart is attached to Allah, and his reliance is upon his Lord alone, subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are two principles: taking the means and trusting in Allah. Taking the means and trusting in Allah. Somebody would not say that, and it's the decree of Allah. Nobody will die except for according to what Allah has decreed. And it's already been written and it's known with him subhanahu wa ta'ala, and no harm will come to him. So nobody would say then, okay, well, if that's the case, I would just close my eyes and walk across Memorial Drive, that great busy street. And then he would say, no, I put my trust in Allah. If it was decreed for me to get hit by a car, I'll get hit by a car. If not, then I will not get hit by a car. And he will not look, close his eyes, and walk blindly out in the street in midday traffic. We would say this person is a fool. Rather, if the one who wants to cross the street, he has to take the means by taking the precaution to protect himself. And he would look to the left and to the right, and he would wait for the time that is proper for him to cross. And then while he's looking and checking, he's also asking Allah to help him and to aid him and to keep him safe. So he takes the means and he trusts in Allah. He takes the means and then he trusts in Allah. This is the correct way. And taking the means is from the perfection and the completion of the belief and the iman and the qadr. Taking the means and also along with relying on Allah alone, this is from the perfection and from the completion of having the correct creed and faith and belief in al-qadr. And this has been clarified in more than one evidence from the Quran and from the Sunnah. Even in the Fatiha, we see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he has mentioned the affairs of striving and taking the means, and then also at the same time seeking the aid of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. You alone do we worship, and you alone do we seek your aid and help. So the deed here is to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but one will not do that simply alone, seeking Allah's pleasure and seeking Allah's mercy and seeking Allah's the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but one will do that seeking his aid in order to perform it properly. إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. Taking the means of worship and ibadah and seeking the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon that way. Likewise, Allah, he mentioned in his book, فَعْبُدْهُ وَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَيْهِ. فَعْبُدْهُ وَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَيْهِ. Worship him alone and put your reliance and trust and faith upon him. Nam, so to worship him, nam, this is required. But no one can worship him except if he allows, because it is his decree and command, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he has the mashi'ah. So then therefore, the one who strive to worship Allah azza wa jal, but he would seek the aid of Allah and the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is from the belief in the decree, from the belief in the qadr, that nothing happens except with Allah's permission. Nothing happens except for Allah's will, that this creation belongs to him, and that Allah, he created the people, huh? And he created their actions as well. وَاللَّهُ خَلَقَكُمْ وَمَا تَعْمَلُونَ. وَاللَّهُ خَلَقَكُمْ وَمَا تَعْمَلُونَ. Allah created you and that which you do, your actions too. So therefore, all of this is decreed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, known by him, and nothing can occur except with his permission and will. Therefore, a believer, he seeks the good of this life and the hereafter while putting his trust and faith upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A believer, he avoids the harms of this life and the hereafter while putting his faith and his trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. knowing these affairs, and likewise what has been mentioned in the hadith of Ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhuma, is collected by Imam al-Tirmidhi, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, وَعْلَمْ أَنَّ مَا أَصَابَكَ لَمْ يُكُنْ لِيُخْطِئَكَ وَمَا أَخْطَأَكَ لَمْ يُكُنْ لِيُصِيبَكَ. That you must know, the Prophet, he told Ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhuma, that you must know that verily whatever was going to befall you, it would never miss you. And whatever did not befall you, it will never occur to you. It will never happen to you. Yani that it's been decreed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore a believer, he'll put his faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone and seek his aid and his help, and then take the means for the good of this life and the hereafter, and to be safe from the harm of this life and the hereafter. Other evidence is likewise, to clarify this issue. I mean, this is something that has been mentioned in many different texts in the Quran and in the Sunnah. And likewise, again, another narration by Al-Imam al-Tirmidhi, rahimahullahu ta'ala, and it is the hadith of Anas. And this particular hadith is very well known and famous. And as a man, he came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he asked about his camel. And he says, "A'qiluha wa atawakkal aw utliquha wa atawakkal." He said, the man, he came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, "Should I tie my camel down and then put my trust in Allah? Or should I just let it go freely and then put my trust in Allah?" The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, "I'qilha wa tawakkal." He said, "Rather you should tie it down, secure it first, and then put your trust in Allah." Again, this is a clarification of taking the means. It has reached me, subhanAllah, that there are some people who claim that this hadith is weak, and that no one knows about this hadith except people in the West. And this is a very strange statement. When this was mentioned to me, I said, subhanAllah, somebody would claim that. This is a hadith that's found in Jami' Tirmidhi, and there's the six major books of hadith in al-Islam is Bukhari and Muslim, Abu Dawood, and then Tirmidhi, and then after that Nasa'i ibn Majah. So this is one of the most famous books of hadith, and this hadith is collected in this book here. And somebody would dare to claim that all throughout history, the Muslims all over the world, they're heedless and have no knowledge of this narration and this great book of hadith, but the people in the West, they know about it. This person is speaking from desires or from ignorance, ayyadhan billah. And as for with regards to the authenticity of the hadith, some of the ulama have mentioned that it's weak, but Sheikh Al-Albani has declared it to be authentic. But Sheikh Al-Albani, rahimahullahu ta'ala, he has declared it to be authentic, and other than him likewise. And the ulama, they're well aware of this narration. And if we were to open any of the books of Iman, the books where the ulama have discussed the affairs of Iman, and they have discussed the affairs of Tawakkul, and they have discussed the affairs of the Qadr, you will find them mentioning this narration. This narration is very well known to the people of knowledge. So the benefit from this is that a person should not just take knowledge from anywhere, and neither should they speak about the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without knowledge. People talking like this, saying a narration that is in one of the most famous books of hadith ever written by a man, Al-Imam al-Tirmidhi, Jami al-Tirmidhi. And then to say nobody knows about this hadith except for some people in the West, you need the English translation probably. Wallahu a'lam. And this is very strange. In any case, Sheikh Al-Albani, he has authenticated the narration, and it is well known to the people of knowledge. And likewise, the meaning of the narration is correct. Should you tie your camel down, or should you? And then trust Allah, or should you let it go? Should you put your car in park and put your faith in Allah, or should you just leave it in neutral and run inside? Should you lock your doors? Should you lock your doors and put your faith in Allah? Or should you just leave them wide open at the gas station? Leave them and put your trust in Allah. And you think the car is going to be there if you leave the doors unlocked? Yani if it, yani Allahu musta'an. So the point is that, and no doubt that the evidences have clarified that from the correct creed and belief with regards to the decree and putting the faith and the reliance upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that one has to take the means as well. that one, he has to take the means as well. So we see the benefits of Qadr, and likewise what it means to believe in the Qadr, and from the completion of the belief in the Qadr is to take the means, but to rely upon Allah and to not rely upon the means, and to not rely upon the means. So the four stages of the belief in the Qadr, the ulama, they clarified in this manner so that it's clear for a believer. So that it's clear for a believer that there are four stages and there are four parts with regards to Al-Qadr that's obligatory for a believer to believe in, to know them and to believe in them. And the one who does not understand these affairs, then his belief in the Iman and his Iman in the Qadr is not correct. Is not correct. And the first one is Al-Ilm. Ilmun kitabatu Mawlana mashiyatuhu wa khalquhu wa huwa ijadun wa takwinu. Knowledge, and after that, everything has been recorded, and likewise the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the fact that He created all things and brought it into existence. Al ilmu wal kitabatu wal mashi'atu wal khalqu. Naam. So this is the affair. So we begin to discuss that which is related to the first issue, al ilm. Naam. And this is to believe and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He knows all things. La yakhfa alayhi khafi'a. There's nothing hidden from Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alimu bidhati sudur. He knows that which is in the breast of mankind. He knows everything. Naam, everything that the people make apparent and everything that they hide in their hearts likewise, and everything that they whisper and everything that they even conceal in their breast, Allah azza wa jal, He knows that. Everything that has happened, he's aware of that, and He knows, subhanahu wa ta'ala. He knows about the blood and the veins that's flowing. He knows about the lives that have been taken in these days, and He knows about the lives that have been born in these, and the likes. He knows about all of that. He knows about the souls, and He knows about the destination of the people and where they are going and where they're headed. He knows all things, subhanahu wa ta'ala. هو علام الغيوب عالم الغيب والشهادة عالم الغيب والشهادة. You can't, there's no way to hide from Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. He knows all things. Everything that happened, He knows it. And everything that is happening and will happen, He knows it subhanahu wa ta'ala. And everything even that did not happen, if it did happen, what would be the outcome? He knows that likewise subhanahu wa ta'ala. He knows everything. Naam, from his creation. He knows everything that they will do. All the actions that the people will perform, He knows all of that. All the actions that they have performed and their statements, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Naam, عَلِمَ مَا الْخَلْقُ عَامِلُونَ. That He knows everything that the people, they are doing. And He knows the ones who are going to be from the people of paradise. And He knows those who are from the people of the hellfire. He knows those who deserve His mercy and those who deserve His justice, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And a believer, he always asks for the mercy of Allah and for the grace of Allah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He knows all of the actions. And even the times whenever individuals are not moving and whenever they're still and they are silent, Allah, He knows all of that. He knows those who are successful and those who are pious and righteous. And He knows those who are wretched and those who are failures and losers. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's all written with Him likewise. It's all written with Him likewise, subhanahu wa ta'ala. But here the issue is al-ilm. Al-ilm. Allah Azza wa Jal, He knows all things. Naam, huwa Allahu alladhi la ilaha illa huwa alimul ghaibi wa shahada. He is Allah. Allah, He mentioned about Himself in His book, He is Allah. The one whom there is none worthy of worship except for Him, and He is the knower of the seen and the unseen. Naam, and He even mentioned that He created the heavens and the earth, subhanahu wa ta'ala, لِتَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ قَدْ أَحَاطَ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عِلْمًا. That Allah has created the heavens and the earth, the seven heavens, and from the likes of the earth, the likes thereof, and His decree or His command, it descends between them. Naam, so that you may know that Allah has the ability to do all things, and that Allah has encompassed all things in knowledge. Has encompassed all things in knowledge. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has encompassed all things in knowledge. So the fact that this creation belongs to him and the existence of this creation is an indication that Allah, he's well aware and he has knowledge of the creation. He is the one who has created it and brought it into existence, and he is the one who has given it its shape and its form. The soul in between our bodies, Allah, he is the one who has created it and given it life. He is the one who is providing for it and sustaining it, and he is the one who has given it its shape and its form. He is well aware of it, subhanahu wa ta'ala. The actions that we perform, Allah, he has created them. All of these affairs in this dunya, Allah has created them. Subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is aware of them. Ala ya'lamu man khalaq, wa huwa al-latif al-khabir. Ala ya'lamu man khalaq, does not the one who created know best? Wa huwa al-latif al-khabir. And he is al-latif الخبير. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala min lufihi alayna wa ala al-muslimin. So Allah azza wa jal ahata bima ladayhim wa ahsa kulla shay'in adada. His creation, he has encompassed all of them, and he has enumerated all of them in numbers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he knows all of the people, and he knows all about them, and nothing is hidden from him subhanahu wa ta'ala. Likewise, believing this, again, this will... Whenever a believer, he remembers that Allah knows where he is at, and that Allah knows what he is doing, and that Allah knows what he is looking at, and Allah knows what he is saying, and Allah knows what he is listening to, and Allah knows all of these affairs, what is even inside of his heart, then a believer will be shy from him, will be shy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will be shy from Allah azza wa jal. Now Allah azza wa jal, he mentioned in his book, أَلَمْ تَرَ أَنَّ اللَّهَ يَعْلَمُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. Do you not see that Allah, he knows everything in the heavens and everything is in the earth? Do you not see? Alam tara anna Allah ya'lamu ma fi samawati wa ma fi al-ard. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, do you not see that Allah, he knows everything in the heavens and everything in the earth? Have you not seen those who were forbidden? Alam tara anna Allah ya'lamu ma fi samawati wa ma fi al-ard. Have you not seen that Allah knows whatsoever is in the heavens and whatsoever is in the earth? ما يكون من نجوى ثلاثة إلا هو رابعهم ولا خمسة إلا هو سادسهم ولا أدنى من ذلك ولا أكثر إلا هو معهم أينما كانوا. نعم, that there is no secret council of three, but he is the fourth, and by way of his knowledge. نعم, he himself, he's above the throne in a manner befitting his majesty, but he's with them, he's the fourth of them, by way of his knowledge. Subhanahu wa ta'ala, nor is there five, but he is the sixth of them, and he with his knowledge, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there is no more than that, nor is there any less than that, except that he is with them wherever they may be, and he meaning by way of his knowledge. Naam, and then after that, what will occur? ثُمَّ يُنَبِّئُهُمْ بِمَا عَمِلُوا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمٍ. إِنَّ اللَّهَ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمٍ. That verily afterwards, on the day of resurrection, he would inform them of what they did. And verily Allah, he is all-knower of everything. And we see how this verse was closed and ended with the mention of the attribute of Allah Azza wa Jalla and this name, Alim. Naam, Inna Allah bi kulli shayin alim. Indication that what is being referred to in this verse is his knowledge, subhanahu wa ta'ala, that he's with them by way of his knowledge. There's not three, but he's the fourth with them by way of his knowledge. Inna Allah ala kulli shayin alim. Inna Allah bi kulli shayin alim. There's not four of them except he's the fifth of them, or five except for he's the sixth, or more than that, or less than that. Nam inna Allah bi kulli shayin alim. Verily Allah, he has knowledge over all things. Knowledge over all things. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ya'lamu ma yariju fil ardi wa ma yakhruju minha wa ma yanzilu min as-sama'i wa ma ya'ruju fiha. Subhanahu wa ta'ala, wa huwa ya'lamu ayna ma huwa ma'akum ayna ma kuntum wallahu bima ta'maluna basir. Allah azza wa jalla, likewise, he mentioned that he knows that which goes into the earth and that which comes out from it. And he knows that which descends from the sky, from the heavens, and that which goes up to it. And he is with you wherever you are. Naam, with you wherever you may be. Meaning by way of his knowledge. Likewise, this verse is also, in the beginning, is speaking about knowledge. And after, likewise, is speaking about knowledge. يَعْلَمُ مَا يَرِجُ فِي الْأَرْضِ. He knows what goes into the earth and what comes out of it. And that which descends from the heavens and that which goes up to it. And he's with you wherever you may be. Meaning by way of his knowledge. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَاللَّهُ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ بَصِيرًا. Allah, he sees everything that you do. And then the verses continue, and he says, وَهُوَ عَلِيمٌ بِذَاتِ الصُّدُورِ. And he is all knowledgeable and aware, and he knows everything that is in the breasts of of mankind, the breast of mankind. So these are from the evidences that clarify that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He knows all things. He knows all things. Naam, and there is nothing that is hidden from Him. Even He knows which has preceded. He knows that which has occurred, and He knows that which will occur. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. And even He knows that which did not occur, if it did occur, how it would occur. And there are evidences for this, and has been narrated by Imam Bukhari, rahimahullah ta'ala, and his authentic collection, Sahih al-Bukhari. And he mentioned a chapter, Bab, Allahu a'lamu bima kanu amilin. Allahu a'lamu bima kanu amilin. This is the chapter, Imam Bukhari, he mentioned about that Allah, He has more knowledge about that which they would have done. That would, the deeds that they would have done. And they didn't do them, but the deeds that they would have done. If they had performed them, Allah, He knows best about how that would occur. This is the title of the chapter. He mentioned his chain of narration to Ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhuma. And the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam su'ila an awlal al-mushrikeen. That he was asked about the children of the pagans and the polytheists, the mushrikeen. فَقَالَ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu a'lamu bima kanu amilin. Allah, He knows best of that which they would have done. What they would have done. And if they would have grown old, and if they would have reached the age of puberty where they are held accountable, Allah knows best that which what they would have done. Allah knows best what they would have performed, any if they had reached that age. But they didn't reach that age. But the point is that Allah, He knows, if they had reached that age, He knows best that which they what they would have done. So therefore, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, يَعْلَمُ مَا لَمْ يَكُنْ لَوْ كَانَ كَيْفَ كَيْفَ يَكُنْ. He knows that which did not occur, if it did occur, how it would occur. With the proof of this narration in Sahih al-Bukhari. Naam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He knows all things. Likewise, Allah, He mentioned Himself in His book, and He says, وَلَوْ رُدُّوا لَعَادُوا لِمَنُهُ عَنْهُ وَإِنَّهُمْ لَكَاذِبُونَ. About those people that they wished that after they had died, they had wished to go back to this life to do good, and they claimed that they would be believers. And Allah, He said about them, if they were allowed to go back to this life after dying, and upon disbelief, yadhan billah, if they were allowed to go back, Naam, they would had returned doing that which they were prohibited. And verily, they are liars. They're claiming that, no, if we could only go back, we'll be believers. They wish that they could be sent back to this life. They said that, oh, if we could only go back now, and then we would believe in the signs of Allah Azza wa Jalla, and we would not deny them. Naam, and we'll do righteous deeds, we'll be from the believers. That's what they claim, and this is what they hope, and their false hopes after they have died. Allah mentioned about them. But what did Allah say about them? وَلَوْ رُدُّوا لَعَادُوا لِمَا نُهُوا عَنْهُ وَإِنَّهُمْ لَكَاذِبُونَ. If they had been allowed to go back to this life, then they would return to doing the things that they were prohibited from before, and they are liars. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He knows everything. He knows everything. That which occurred, and that which will occur, and even the things that did not occur, how they would occur. Naam, so this is from the first martaba with regards to al-iman bil qadr, the knowledge and believing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He knows all things, and that He has encompassed all things in knowledge, and nothing occurs except with His knowledge subhanahu wa ta'ala, and He knows all things. Allahu Akbar. Naam, and we continue discussion with the rest of the Maratib Al-Qadr, which is left, which is the second one, Al-Kitabah, that everything has been written down. And the third one, Al-Mashi'ah, which is nothing occurs except by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as He has willed. And the fourth one, Al-Khalq, that everything is from His creation. The creation, it all belongs to Him, and He is the creator alone, subhanahu wa ta'ala. هذا وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.